The following recording is made exclusively for members of FemDomTraining.ca, the number one female dominance and male submission training site on the internet today. Log in or join today to learn more.
First off, these started as his fantasies, not mine, but as time has gone on, our sex life has gotten incredibly hot and I wish I had started earlier. I've known for a long time that my husband has some submissive fantasies, and even fantasizes about being forced to eat his own cum. This seemed bizarre to me at first, but now I love making him lick his cum off me every time we make love and he thanks me for it. I don't like to swallow cum, but it is super hot that he will do it on my command. After I discover this fantasy of his, I try to indulge it to some degree. I would lift my hand up to his mouth after he came and try to get him to lick it, but he would always back out. Because of this, I always thought it was something that he fantasized but didn't really want to do. I looked online for some answers and to my surprise it turns out that this fantasy is actually way more common than I thought, and so was his response. It turns out that the men who fantasize about this find it very hot while they are turned on, but after coming lose all desire and many want to be really forced to do it. Another thing I found out is how powerful even talking about it can be during sex. In fact, it turns out that there is a whole genre of videos called Say, Cum Eating Instruction, where women, many of whom don't even get naked, talk about making men eat their own cum. So I decided to give him a chance to see if he really wanted to go through with it. One Friday after work I called him to the bedroom. When he got there, I told him to lie on the bed and proceeded to tie him up with the restraints we have there. Once he was tied up good and tight, I sat on his chest, held up a ring gag that would hold his mouth open and made him the following offer. I know you fantasize about eating your cum, about being forced to do it. I like the idea of never having to run and get a towel when you shoot on me, so I'll make you a deal. You are going to be tied up and forced to eat your own cum every day for the next week. You will have two chances tonight to back out, but if you do not take them then you are agreeing to the full week of training. I don't want to make you do this if you really don't want to, so I am going to get you worked up. I will ask you if you want me to make you. If you say yes, mistress, I will put this gag in your mouth and there will be no backing out tonight. That will be your first chance. I know that you will be more likely to agree to things when you are worked up, and I also want you to have a chance to choose if this is something you are willing to keep doing when you have a clear head. So after you've had your first taste, and I remove the gag, I will ask you one more time if you agree to a week of training. If you answer yes, mistress, one more time, that will be your last chance to back out. You will lie on the bed as commanded each day and you will be at the mercy of how I decide to feed you. Do you agree? He was wide-eyed and shocked, but his cock was rock hard and couldn't lie about how horny this had made him. Yes, thank you, mistress, he blurted out. The whole scenario had made him so hot, in fact, that it only took a few minutes of me jerking his cock before he was on the verge of coming, and I asked him, chance one, do you want to go through with this and swallow your cum for me? You know that after I put this gag on you there is no backing out? Yes, mistress, I'll do anything you ask. I secured the gag to his head and it worked beautifully. His mouth was held open and I went back to working on his cock. After a few more strokes he covered my hands with cum and I quickly brought them up to his face and forced my fingers into his mouth, wiping what was left on the side of his face. After we had cooled down and he had gotten a chance to clean up, I asked him, how did you feel about that, honey? Was it okay? Do you want to continue to go through with this? Oh my god, babe, that was so hot. He blurted out. Yes, I would like to continue. And thank you so much for indulging me. He was getting turned on again and started rubbing up against me. Oh no, mister, you're not coming again until tomorrow. I want you to have a nice big load to eat. But you can eat me out. That got me more turned on than I realized. That was all it took and he was diving down and eating me ravenously. And the week carried on. I had come up with a few different ways to make him eat his cum over the course of the week, and some days it was more than once. The first couple of days I only used my fingers. After a few days I got the idea to have him cum in a condom and pour it all into his mouth. One day I made him cum into a pudding cup and fed it to him slowly. Some days I would use toys, like my big Hitachi vibrator and Omg, that would have him coming quick. The week flew by and the following Friday was here. He thought this was going to be the last day of his training, but I had another surprise for him. I had gone out during the week and bought a few supplies, including a chastity cock cage, which is a plastic tube that locks around the penis and makes it impossible to have an erection. After I had him undress, I pulled it out and showed it to him. "You've done great this week, darling, and you have one more day of training, but that is not going to be today. I am going to lock this cage on your cock for the weekend and you will not come until Sunday. I want you to have a nice big load for your graduation, and you will not be tied up this time, you will do it willingly." I had him go down on me as many times as possible that weekend, and it made me laugh as his cock strained against the cage trying to get erect. By Sunday evening he was shaking, he was so horny. I unlocked the cage from his cock and told him to get in the shower to get cleaned up. When he got out of the shower, he found a few items I had left on the bed for him, including a French maid's outfit, wig, and a note instructing him to get dressed up and wait for me. Once I knew he was ready, I came into the room wearing a large strap-on. "Tonight you get to prove to me what you've learned. You are going to get on your knees and suck this strap-on. While you are doing that, you are going to rub your own cock until you come. I know that you are pent up, so I expect you will be able to make yourself come quickly. When you do, I want you to catch it all in your hand without missing any and show me." I fucked his mouth and I was right. It didn't take long before he was holding a handful of cum up before me. "Now, run your tongue through it," I commanded. He hesitated, so I raised my voice. "I've worked on this with you all week long and you've already eaten a lot of cum. Now be a good cum slut for your mistress and run your tongue through it." This seemed to get his cock hard again and he obeyed, running his tongue through the puddle on his hand. "Now that wasn't so hard, was it? Now pour it all in your mouth, but don't swallow. I want you to show me how you'll obey me." At this he raised his hand to his mouth and poured it all in and opened his mouth wide, showing me that he had obeyed. "Now beg me to let you swallow," I commanded. "Please let swallow my cum, mithrith," he managed to say with his mouth full. At that I gave him permission and down it went. "Thank you, mistress," he finally said with a clear mouth. Now I find it so empowering to make him eat his own cum. How filled with desire he gets, knowing how much it turns him on to obey me. I make him regularly lick me clean after sex, and look for different opportunities to exploit this that turn him on so much. One of my favorites includes putting a jacket on his lap in a dead movie theater and stroking him till he comes either on my hand or a chocolate bar or something, knowing that he has to clean it up. This experience has made our sex lives so hot. If your husband has similar fantasies, I recommend this approach. I never knew how sexy I would find it, and it's opened my mind up to some more creative ideas.
The preceding recording was made exclusively for members of femdomtraining.ca, the number one female dominance and male submission training site on the internet today. Log in or join today to learn more.